Thank you so much for coming, guys. Brian would be very thankful that you're here.
From Division One to Section Two, from Albany to Lake George, he's got you covered. It's time for Katie's Corner on Sporty, 1240 AM, NBC Sports Radio. Now, here's your host, Brian Katie.
Hour number two of Katie's Corner here on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio. Also streaming live online, sporty1240.com. I'm Brian Katie. Glad to have you on a Thursday, November the 5th. It's feeling a little more like spring than fall these last few days. It's kind of causing a bit of confusion in my head. Mother Nature is messing with my head. I don't like it. I actually don't like when women in general mess up with my head, but that's another story for another day. Anyways, don't forget, if you're not near a radio or a computer, you can always take us on the go with your cell phone, your smartphone, I should say, or your tablet by downloading the TuneIn Radio app, T-U-N-E-I-N. Once you download the app, go to the local station section, click on 1240 AM, or search the call letters WPTR. Also, we're on social media, Facebook.com, search for Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, and we're on Twitter. The station's at Sporty 1240 with a capital S. My own personal Twitter handle is at Brian Cady, B-R-I-A-N-C-A-D-Y, all lowercase, all is one word. That's where you'll see me get into trouble 90% of the time when I'm off the air. Anyways, there's another story behind that. Again, another story for another segment on another show. We visited with Skidmore women's basketball head coach Darren Bennett earlier in the show. And now we come down the Northway to the Albany-Troy area. Mostly Albany. Anyway, we go down to Sage, okay? It's been one of those days. And I'm sure that Coach Coleman's going to excuse me for being so frantic-minded right now. Anyways, she's in her second year with the Sage Gators, heading the women's basketball program. And she joins us live right now. Allison Coleman, head coach of the Gators. Coach, welcome to the program. It's been, 6 months, 7 months since we last talked. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, Brian, how are you? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been about 6 months, I think, since we've done this last.
Yeah. First things first, overall, going through the spring and the summer and all that jazz, how ready were you to just get back into the gymnasium and just get things going with practices and stuff?
We got our last recruit committed, I think, you know, the wheels were spinning on, you know, what the possibilities were that we could do offensively, defensively. You know, you're not quite sure what freshmen are going to come in and be able to do transitioning from the high school game. But, you know, as soon as we knew what our class looked like, I think that we were ready to get back in the gym and get started. And now we're there. We're only 8 days away from our first game. So it seemed to go by really quickly.
And we'll talk about the class that's come in a second, including a certain last name that's familiar for this year's freshman to a senior that graduated last year. I'm not sure if I can handle four more years of that family. I'm kidding. Anyways, you know where I'm going with that anyways. Let's rewind back to your first year with the Gators. Coming in, a very senior-laden roster with Liam McClain, Megan Bowman, Chris Devanacore, Sarah Taroni, Amy Jefferson, Carly Hurt. A very senior-laden roster. Talk overall about the experiences as a coach for the first year with Sage and what that senior class, you know, leaving, you know, meant for you coming into developing year two for you at Sage.
Well, I think, you know, obviously having those six seniors last year, that was a huge asset to me, being a first-time head coach, just having the experience, and they just came off a Skyline Conference championship. In 2014. So that was huge for me, just having kids that understood what winning is like. Obviously, I come from a winning program, both as a player and as a coach. So having those kids understand that and just having that fire and that determination that they had to want to get better every day, I think that was huge. And they taught the younger players, who are now our elder players this year, you know, what it takes to be successful. So, you know, we had some ups and downs last year, but we you know, had a record-breaking season in a sense with, you know, most wins and the 12-game win streak we went on in a matter of, like, 3 weeks because we played every other day, it seemed like. So it was huge for me. You know, I learned a lot of things, what to do, and probably most importantly, some things, what not to do. I think, you know, your mistakes are what you learn most from. And, you know, we definitely made some last year, and myself and the coaching staff got a good lesson in things that need to be changed.
This is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online, sporty1240.com, joined by Allison Coleman, head coach of Sage Women's Basketball. And now this the faces of this team have drastically changed in, with this little bit of a, I guess, changing of the guard is a way to say it. You know, you have that's big senior class leave, and now a big recruiting class coming in. Talk a bit about the difficulties that having that big senior class leaving presented to you and your staff as far as, you know, getting out and recruiting and making sure you got the right numbers to fill out, you know, the kind of roster you were looking for.
Well, you know, especially kids that graduated, they were the bulk of our offense and especially our leadership from last year's team to this year's team. So I think that's what was my biggest concern, is not just, you know, replacing the offense and the points and the assists and the defense. It was replacing that leadership. And that's not something really replaced. We work very hard at developing our kids. So this year, our captains are actually going to be Kristen Knockwood, who's a junior, Frankie Pearson, who's also a junior, and then Genevieve Schaaf, who was the Rookie of the Year last year in the Skyline Conference. And they've far exceeded my expectations on their leadership and, you know, helping the younger kids along. We have 9 newcomers on a roster of 14, you know, only 5 returners and only 3 returners that got any significant amount of playing time in games last year. So I think that was the biggest difficulty, just making sure we had the right leadership in place, because I think everything else kind of follows suit after that.
And you named off your 3 captains, and you know Frankie, she a bit of an up and down year, went through an ankle injury at one point during the season, and then in particular the 2 girls I want to focus on from the captains, you know, Kristen Knockwood, it was like she went from, if you're looking at an office building with an elevator, she went from the 1st floor to the 5th floor pretty damn quick during the course of that season last year. And then Jen Schaaf, like you said, Rookie of the Year in the Skyline Conference, and how should I say this? Very bulldogged mentality out on the floor. Like put your head down, drive a shoulder into somebody, or just, you know, get your teeth knocked out by a teammate's elbow or something like that. You know, it's interesting dynamic going on with these 3 captains. Talk a bit about the 3 and, you know, what you feel like they're each going to be able to bring to the table this year.
Yeah, like you said about Jen, she literally got her tooth knocked out in a big game last year. And with less than a minute left, I looked at her and said, we got to put you back in. And, you know, she didn't even bat an eye at it. She went right back in and went and got her tooth replaced later. You know, she brings that mentality. She's the toughness part of our leadership. And, you know, she's going to push others to get better in practice and games and off the court. Frankie is going to definitely be the leader by example. No one works harder than Frankie. No one's in better shape than Frankie. She's having a fantastic preseason, and the kids really look up to her. Like I said, those 9 newcomers are really looking up to her to see, you know, what to do on the court. And then, I mean, Kristen has an intangible of, she's kind of, I would say, taking over the Sarah Taroni from last year. She's kind of like the mother hen of the group, making sure everybody's okay. But, I mean, she's having a fantastic preseason as well. She, you know, she's coming off an ankle injury right now, but like I say, better now than in February. But, you know, she's taking care of the freshmen, which is what we need to do, because these freshmen are, you know, the first time they're away from home and they're going through this college game and all these changes. And, you know, they're looking up to Kristen for, you know, some advice on that. And I think Kristen's, you know, went from playing a lot to not playing a lot to playing more. And, you know, now she's going to be in a role where she's going to be one of our key players this year. So they all provide different parts of leadership that we needed this year. And so far, you know, today's going to be the 18th day of practice. Things are going well. I have no complaints.